Chapter 32. Avignon. 5 p.m. Malone stopped the Peugeot. Royce Clarendon was waiting on the roadside, exactly where he'd said. His face was clean-shaven.
"Feels good to get that beard off," he said, climbing into the rear seat. "To pretend to be a Templar, I needed to look like one. You know, they never bathed. What a smelly lot they must have been."
Malone shifted the car into first and motored down the highway. He exchanged glances with Stephanie, and she understood that the man in the rear seat needed interrogating. She turned back.
"Mr. Clarendon, you must call me Royce, madame."
"All right, Royce. Could you tell us more of what Lars was thinking?"
"He was following the Abbé Saunier's path. That priest was clever. He left many clues. Before his death, Lars thought he'd finally made progress. Do you know the full tale, madame? The real truth?"
"I'm afraid my knowledge is limited to what Lars wrote in his books, but there were some interesting references in his journal that he never published."
"Might I see those pages?"
She thumbed through the notebook, then handed it to Clarendon.
"Such wonders," Clarendon said.
"Could you enlighten us?" Stephanie asked.
"Of course, madame.
As I said this afternoon, the fiction Noël Corbu and others manufactured about Saunier was mysterious and exciting, but to me and to Lars, the truth was even better.